You know, when I listen to this music, I don't think of it as mine. It was given to me. And all I had to do was listen. And then it was there. I had to do more than listen. I had to say, I want a melody or a song on this particular subject which says these particular things. Once I had a clear idea, then I said, God, you do it. And he did. So many people think that if you give up the consciousness of ego, then how can you do anything? The truth is you can do much, much more, because then he can do it through you. And he's created the whole universe. There's nothing he cannot do. Whereas if we think that we are doing it, what we can put out is very limited and always thin. I've noticed so many times a composer, for example, will have a beautiful inspiration for about 5 notes, and then suddenly it falls apart. And the reason his piece of music is considered beautiful is because of those 5 notes. Then the ego comes and says, what do I want? How do I want to go? Do I want to go this way, that way? And it kills it. Well, today we are at the new year. And it's a wonderful opportunity to decide what we want to do with our lives from now on. There is a saying, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And we don't often think that way, but that's why we're given a chance with every new incarnation to just rethink it and think, what did we do wrong? How can we improve? The thought with which you die is what will determine your next life. Your last thought is your final exam for this life. It will be the sum total of how you have lived. But usually people die thinking, oh, if only I had had this, or if only I had that. And let's face it, nothing ever gives you what you want. Nothing. It's really very intriguing when you think that this whole show of Maya is based on Dvaita, duality. And for every upward wave of success, there has to be a downward wave of suffering and sorrow and failure. There has to be joy and sorrow balanced. And the sum total of all of our striving for who knows how many millions of incarnations has to be zero. It's sort of a frightening thought that we work so hard for nothing. And yet that really is what it's all about. And so it's very good for us to think not only, well, next lifetime I'll do better. We can start today. And this is why New Year's resolutions are a good thing. Because don't make too many. Just make 1 or 2 and keep them quiet, but make them severely and strongly and say, this is what I will do this year. Many times, if you want to overcome some habit, some failing in yourself, something you want to become better at, whatever it is, don't think about the whole year even. Think about today, for 1 hour, I'm going to do it. And then if you can do it every day for 1 hour, then increase it to 2 hours, and then 3 hours. You know, one time, I was worried because I used to be very sort of proud of my intellect. It was stupid, but I was that. And my guru tried to get me to to get over that, and I wanted to, but you know, it's not easy to overcome these habits. And so I said, sir, it's so difficult, I want to do it. He said, habits can be overcome in a day. It's all a question of concentration of mind. And I found this was true, that when I really concentrated a different way, it was altogether different. Those habits are not you. The war of Kurukshetra between the Kauravas and the Pandavas is within every human being. We are all a huge nation of qualities. And some of those qualities fight against our own happiness. They are the Kauravas. Some of those qualities fight for our enlightenment. They are the Pandavas. And we must see at the end of every day, have the Pandavas won or have the Kauravas got a victory? And every day we should think back, what have I done? And any mistake that you make, just sort of build yourself a bonfire, like a Havan Kund, and throw all your mistakes and all your bad qualities and attachments into that. If you can do that every day, you'll find before very long you feel very free. And as every incarnation is a new opportunity, so every year is an opportunity. Every day is an opportunity. Every breath is an opportunity. In fact, if you want to overcome a bad quality or bad habit or attitude in your own mind, one good way to do it is inhale and make a strong affirmation here at the point between the eyebrows, then exhale and feel with that exhalation that you are getting rid of all the bad qualities, the bad habit. This is a technique which actually works. And I have seen that it does work. I've had long enough in life to test these things and try them out. They work wonderfully. Just put enough willpower into it. Don't let your mind say, oh yeah, I've tried that so many times, what's the use? No, you can do it. You'll have to do it sooner or later. Why wait incarnations? Why wait years? Why wait days? Why not do it right now? As my guru said, this is a quality in America that I like, this thought, eventually, why not now? He said, that is what you should think of all the time. Now, I have just finished writing a book that may be as important as the Gita. It's called Revelations of Christ, proclaimed by Paramahansa Yogananda. And it's been an exciting adventure. I have taken on 1,000 myths. And people who like those myths are likely to lynch me. I'm going to be having a launch in Los Angeles. Nirmala thought we could have lunch before the launch. And I said, yes, and then after the launch we can have the lynch. It does take on a lot of myths, but all in the name of clearing the air. It's sort of between an old yoga and a new yoga. And this too is a new age, a new era. We're living in a new era. And this is something I've explained in that book too, that it's no longer Kali Yuga as most Hindus think. That was a myth that was created at a certain time during the depths of Kali Yuga. But in fact, we have entered into Dwapara, and the yugas are not 235,000 years. They're in fact, Kali Yuga is 12,000 years, descending 12,000 years, ascending. Dwapara, 2,400 years, Treta Yuga, 3,600 years. Satya Yuga, 4,800 years. This is something which I'd be willing to discuss it with you, but this is not my purpose today to go into that. However, what I do want to say is you can make this year a new yuga. So let's think of that. I don't want to talk a long time, and this is why they very graciously offered to sing for me as well as for you, so that I wouldn't have to talk too long, and let's have a nice open house and have some tea upstairs. Happy New Year.